On today's program, Andrew Womack will inspire you to reach out and take the healing that is yours in Jesus Christ. God wants you well, and that's the gospel truth. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the gospel truth. Today, I'm into my fifth week of teaching on the subject of God wants you well. And I tell you, I've already covered a tremendous amount of material on this. If you've missed any of this, or even if you've heard these television programs, I encourage you to get our materials. I've got this brand new book entitled God Wants You Well. I've got a little pamphlet that goes along with it with a lot of information, like every single instance that Jesus healed a person in the Gospels. I tell you, that is a tremendous study tool right there. It's got some testimonies in it. We've put together what we call a better health care package that includes a lot of different things. A lot of these DVDs that I've played on my programs of people's testimonies and things that are real faith builders. And I tell you, I just believe that it is going to be a tool that will help you to start receiving the supernatural healing power of God. So please take advantage of these materials. I haven't got time to go back and summarize everything. What I want to do today is talk about how that there are laws that govern faith and therefore laws that govern the healing power of God. Now, this may not register with you at first, but I'm trying to get across a concept that has really been important to me. And I think that most people don't think this way, and it's one of the reasons that they get so frustrated and they take offense. Like, I've heard people often say, well, God is God. He could have healed this person if he wanted to. Why did he let this person die? Why didn't God answer our prayers? Now, that is a question that everybody, sooner or later, if you are praying for healing for yourself or for other people, you are going to come up against that kind of a question because people just think that God can do anything he wants to do. But one of the things that has really helped me is to understand that God established laws. He created laws, and God does not violate those laws. You know, if you were to study out the word law, I'm not going to take time to do all of this, but if you study it out and think about it, a law means it's something that is constant. It is something that doesn't just happen, you know, over here. Like, for instance, if you're talking about a law in the United States, then it applies to all of the United States. It's not just some people. All people are under the law. If you're talking about natural laws, let me use an example like gravity. You know, to call it a law of gravity means that it's consistent. It always works. It doesn't just work 23 hours a day, but 1 hour a day we're without gravity. No, if it's a law, it's consistent. And it also means that it covers the entire earth. If gravity worked in the United States, but if it didn't work in Mexico, then it wouldn't be a law. If, say, for instance, there was weightlessness on the other side of the earth and gravity here, well, then it's not a law. It's a phenomenon. For it to be a law, it means that it is universal. It means it affects every person exactly the same way, and it is consistent. It works all of the time. When they have airplane crashes, they bring in the National Safety and Transportation, whatever, I forget what all the names of this are, but they bring in the government agencies to try and decide what happened and why this crashed. You know, they had a crash here in Colorado Springs a number of years ago, and a plane was banking to make a turn and do a landing, and all of a sudden, it just went straight into the ground, and it actually accelerated as it went into the ground. And it killed every person on board. And there was just, I mean, there wasn't much of the plane left. It was just totally disintegrated. And they did months and months and months worth of study to try and determine what the cause was. And you know what? They finally came back and said that it was unknown causes. They couldn't attribute it to anything. They thought it might be wind shear, but they really didn't know what to do. But here's my point. Nobody came up and says, well, gravity just spiked. And there was a tenfold increase in gravity, and it just pulled that plane right into the ground. People don't say things like that because, see, gravity is a law. It's consistent. It doesn't sometimes just spike. It doesn't sometimes just quit. If it's a law, it's consistent. It's always the same, and it applies to everybody. And you know what? God created this natural law of gravity for our own benefit. Like right now, I'm sitting in this chair. I'm not strapped down to the chair. The chair's not bolted down to the ground. Gravity holds me here, and it's actually for our benefit. It allows you to sit there. It allows you to drive a car. And instead of just floating off the road and going into space because there's weightlessness, gravity holds that car on the ground. And it allows us to do things. God created this law of gravity to help us. But at the same time, this law of gravity, which God created to be a benefit and to help us here on this earth, if you violate those laws, if you walk off of a cliff, or if you just tried to, you know, jump off of a 10-story building, the same law of gravity that was intended for your good will kill you. And it's not because God doesn't love you. It's not because God is punishing you for stepping off that cliff. These laws that He created for your good will work for you or against you. And it doesn't have to be malicious on your part. You don't have to walk off of a cliff saying, I'm going to defy the law of gravity and just see if it'll work. You don't have to be in rebellion. You could actually do it by mistake. I fell off a cliff one time. It was about a 1,500-foot cliff. My brother caught me in midair, and then he started falling, and the guy behind him caught him. And you know what? We were playing tag is what we were doing. And it was wet and I slipped and it was a mistake. But did you know what? Whether it was malicious or a mistake, if my brother hadn't have caught me, I'd have fallen down that cliff and it would have killed me. The very law that helps us to function in this life will kill you if you violate them. And it doesn't matter if it's malicious or if it's out of ignorance. And I say all of that to say that God created laws, spiritual laws. There are laws that govern healing. And if you are ignorant of these laws, it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you're terrible. And it doesn't mean that God is not going to heal you because He's displeased. But He has laws and He can't violate. He will not violate. I know, again, there's some people thinking, well, he could violate it if he wanted to. Let me say that if a person fell off of a cliff and God didn't want that person to die, and so, because He loves them so much, He just suspended the law of gravity momentarily so that this person would live. You know, in saving that one life, how many train wrecks, car wrecks, plane crashes, and other things would you have because all of a sudden gravity wasn't working and millions of people would die and untold damage? No, it's a law. God is not going to violate that. And He loves you. He doesn't want to see you destroyed. But if you violate the laws of God, whether it's through rebellion or through ignorance, you can die. And God is not going to just suspend these laws. He created these things. And when He created the heavens and the earth, God looked and He says, behold, it is good. These are good laws in the natural realm. In the spiritual realm, God created natural laws and spiritual laws. And you have to find out what they are. And if you aren't thinking this way, then when you pray for something and don't see results, you're just going to immediately think, well, God, are You upset with me? Are You mad at me? Do You not care? Have I done something wrong? And it's going to hurt your relationship with God because you're going to take it personally, not understanding that there are just laws. It's not you doing things to people. You know, my children, when they were growing up, I'd tell them not to do certain things. You could get hurt, and they would disobey what I said, and then they'd fall, and they'd get hurt, and then they'd look at me like, did You make this happen? You told me this would happen. No, I didn't make it happen. I didn't want it. There's just natural laws, and if you violate them, you're going to bump your head, you're going to fall, you're going to get hurt. In the spiritual realm, if you violate spiritual laws, you're going to get hurt. Let me turn over here to Romans chapter 3. And in verse 27, it says, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. You know, this is talking about faith versus legalism, getting saved by your own effort versus getting saved by the grace of God and just believing and receiving the grace of God. So that's what it's talking about. But nonetheless, in this verse, it says that there is the law of faith. And again, I believe that it's using this word law in the same sense as what I've been describing with these natural laws. There are laws of faith. There are laws that govern healing. And let me make some statements here that I'll spend the rest of my time, all of this week, teaching, trying to defend and explain this. But it is not up to God whether or not you get healed. I know that that just shocks some people. It probably offends some people. But this is one of the things that I've learned, that the Lord has already provided healing for every single person. By His stripes, we were healed. I've already taught on this for 5 weeks. And so the Lord has provided healing. He has placed this raising from the dead power on the inside of every born-again believer. That's in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. There's many places that say that same thing. But we have raising from the dead power on the inside of us. And God gave it to us. It's under our control. It's under our command. And we have to take our authority and command this power to flow. That is not the attitude that most people have. Most people think that healing is out there in heaven and that God has to stretch forth His hand and touch them. And so they throw a prayer out to God and then they wait to see if God is going to heal them. And if they don't have the pain leave, if the doctor's report doesn't come back that you're healed, then it's like, God, why didn't you do this? There are laws of God, and one of those laws is that God put His power on the inside of you. And in Matthew chapter 10, the first verse, it says He gave us all power over all demons to cast them out and over all sickness and over all disease. And then He told His disciples in verse 8, you heal the sick, you cleanse the lepers, you raise the dead. You know, it's amazing. This goes right over the head of most people because, again, this is so radical. It's like not only off the page, it's outside of the book of what most people are preaching. And so many people think, they just don't get what I've said. But this is powerful. God placed His power on the inside of you, and then He told you to go heal the sick. He didn't tell you to pray for the sick and ask God to heal them. He told you to heal them. And if you put this together with like the third chapter of the book of Acts, where Peter and John were going into the temple and they saw this man who had been lame from his mother's womb. And when they saw him, they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And they reached down and grabbed the man by the hand and lifted him up. And immediately he began to walk and leap and praise God. They didn't say, let's pray and ask God. Oh God, we come before You so humbly. God, we couldn't heal a gnat. Oh God, we are nothing. We have nothing. We can do nothing, but we believe that You can do all things. Would You please stretch forth Your hand? See, that's the way that healing is prayed for by most people. No, Peter said, such as I have, give I unto you. And then they reached down and grabbed the man and they made this come to pass. I know that this is offensive to a lot of people because you know what? For you to take that type of responsibility and authority over your own healing, it removes excuses. It means that God's not the problem. If you aren't getting well, it's you that's the problem. Possibly it's other people around you and their unbelief that's the problem. Maybe it's you don't understand enough yet. But people don't want to accept that kind of responsibility. And so we just throw it all back over on the Lord of you can't say things like this. But I'm telling you, these are some of the laws that govern healing. You've got to recognize that God placed His power on the inside of you and He gave you authority. And in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, it says you have to speak to the mountain. Don't talk to God about your mountain, but talk to your mountain about God. You take the authority and believe that God has already generated the power. He's placed this dynamo, this power on the inside of you. And it's up to you whether you release the power of God or not. It's not up to God whether you get healed. God has already done His part. He's generated the healing power and placed it on the inside of you. And now you've got to learn what are the laws that govern this and how it works. You know, let me use another physical, natural example, that there are laws that govern electricity. There has been electricity on this earth since the day that God created. There's a magnetic field around the earth. In a lightning storm, there's electricity that we see. You know, when you get into a cold, dry climate, if you walk across a carpet and touch a doorknob, I guarantee you there's static electricity. This has been going on since the day that God created the heavens and the earth. He didn't just create electricity about 200 years ago. When man just discovered it and began to start learning how to use it a few hundred years ago, but electricity has been here. And there were laws that governed it. There's people that wanted the benefits of electricity. They could have used light, electrical light, back thousands of years ago. They could have used electric motors thousands of years ago. They have wanted the benefits of all of this electricity, but they were ignorant of the laws. And it doesn't operate just off whim. You don't sit there and just think, and because you're thinking right and because you're sincere, electricity works. There are laws that govern how it worked, and people begin to start learning bits and pieces of these laws and put it together. And today, our life is just, I mean, it's interwoven with electricity. Electricity is vital to our modern culture. But did you know that they could have had electricity back in Jesus' day, 2,000 years ago? It wasn't God that kept them from it. It was their ignorance of the laws of electricity that kept them from using it. Now, that is very important. And there is a direct parallel between that and healing. God has already done everything that it takes to get you well. Just like in the natural realm, everything that it took for electricity to flow and work for us, it was here since the day that God created the heavens and the earth. And likewise, God has provided everything that there is for your healing. You don't have to beg God and plead with God for healing. You know, let me just say, I know that this will shock you, but praise God, I've already shocked you anyway. I might as well get all of the shock over in one program. But there's many of you that are praying and begging and pleading for your healing, and you're wasting your time. God has already healed. He's already placed that power on the inside of you. And you can pray and beg and plead and get 10 churches to intercede. You can have people lay hands on you until they rub all the hair off the top of your head, and you aren't going to get healed until you believe that God has already generated the power. It's here. And you learn the laws that release God's healing power. It's really up to you whether you get healed. And just like people for thousands of years did not have the advantages of electricity, not because electricity wasn't here, but because we didn't know how to use it. We didn't know how to harness it. We didn't know the laws that governed electricity. Likewise, there are thousands, millions of people who are praying for healing, but they aren't getting the benefit of the healing, not because God hasn't healed. The power has already been generated, but they don't know the laws that govern it. And so they are begging and pleading with God and doing things that are actually short-circuiting the power of God and keeping it from working. And it's our ignorance of these laws of faith that are keeping us from being healed. Now that is just awesome to me. And I know that some people this unsettles you, other people you're saying, well, you're saying that it's my fault. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, amen. I'm not saying that you're bad. You know, it's just like, in my estimation, Leonardo da Vinci is one of the greatest geniuses that ever lived. I've read a little bit about him, and he was way ahead of his time. He actually designed a helicopter that people in modern days have used our light, materials and electric motors and have used his designs and have built a helicopter, and it actually flies. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that Leonardo da Vinci lived in the 1500s. Way before his time, he had all of this figured out, but he didn't have access to electricity, an electric motor, to make it work. And so here's my point. I believe Leonardo da Vinci was a genius. He was brilliant. And yet he didn't know as much about electricity as you or I know. He didn't know about cell phones. Does that mean that he was ignorant? Does that mean that he was stupid? No, he was a genius. He was brilliant, but he didn't know some things. And what he didn't know kept some of his ideas from working. He actually had the concepts, but he didn't have the ability because he was ignorant of the laws of electricity. And when I'm saying that we are ignorant of the laws of healing, some people immediately take offense and say, so you're criticizing me. I'm not criticizing you any more than I criticize Leonardo da Vinci for not knowing about electricity. You know what? He didn't know about it, but did that mean that he was ignorant or stupid? No. He was a great man as far as an inventor and all of this goes. You may be a wonderful person. You may love God. But I'm telling you that if you're just begging and pleading for healing and feel like that you have nothing that you can do about it and that, God, I'm just waiting on you because I'm absolutely helpless. I'm hopeless. Oh, God, would you please move? I'm saying this in love, but you are ignorant of the laws. You don't understand that God has already generated the power. He's already provided healing for every person. You don't have to wait on God to heal you. By His stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. It was done 2,000 years ago. The power has already been placed on the inside of you if you are a born-again believer. And you don't need to beg God. What you've got to do is find out how to take your authority, speak to the problem instead of talking to God about your problem. Take your authority. Use your words to release it. Find out what these laws are that govern faith. And if you'll do that, you could start seeing the supernatural healing power of God flow. It's not God who wanted people to live without electricity for thousands of years, and only in the last couple of hundred years has He wanted people to live with this. No, this has been here all along, and it was just our ignorance of these laws that kept people from having the benefits that electricity has produced. And you know what? It's not God who is wanting people not to be well. God wants you well. But there are laws that govern how healing works. Just as in the natural realm, there are laws that were created for our good. In the spiritual realm, there are laws of faith. Romans 3:27, it says, where is boasting then? It is excluded by what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Faith has laws that govern how it works. It's not just you wishing and hoping and praying. There are right and wrong ways to pray. You can release your power. You can release your faith. And the rest of this week, I'm going to start sharing with you some of these laws of faith, laws that govern healing. You know, I could probably say that I could share with you 100 laws that are essential for you to understand and operate in to be healed. But you know what? I don't believe I've understood them all yet. I still hadn't figured it all out. I'm still learning. This is the reason that I don't see perfect results with myself or other people is because I'm still learning. But I have seen so much improvement. I know I'm moving in the right direction. I know that the things that I know are right. What I don't know, I don't know. But what I do know, I know that it's working. And I'm going to share some of these laws with you. And I tell you, it's going to make a huge, huge difference in the way that you receive from God. You know, we're offering our fourth and final teaching in this series on God Wants You Well. It's entitled The Laws of Faith. If you'll listen, our announcer is going to give you some information about how to get these CDs, DVDs, books, all of these materials, and please call or write today.
Andrew's complete teaching titled God Wants You Well is available in a brand new book for a gift of $14 or more. Request book number T330 when you contact us. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. Request study guide T430. The entire series is also available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is available for a gift of $30 or more. Request item T1036C for the CDs or item T1036D for the DVDs. Or you can receive the book, study guide, and album as part of the Better Healthcare Package. The package includes your choice of either the CD or DVD series, the new God Wants You Well book, along with a companion study guide, plus Healing Journeys Volume 1 and Volume 2, and the Healing Scriptures CD. The entire package has a catalog value of $136, but today we'd like to offer it to you for a gift of $100 or more. To get the Better Healthcare Package, request item T4505. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth teaching in the God Wants You Well CD series titled The Laws of Faith is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this fourth CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Or you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
You know, I'd like to encourage you to consider our Charis Bible College. I know that the things that I'm teaching are just radically different than what many people think, and they think, man, there's just so much that I need to know. And you know, really, the best way that I have of impacting a person's life is our Charis Bible College. We not only have our campus here in Colorado Springs, but we have about 15 campuses around the world. And we just opened up an online Bible school where you actually go through as a group. You have things that you interact with instructors, and it's a great way to get hold of the Word of God. We've got a phone number that you can call. Please call and check out about our Charis Bible Colleges.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth seminar this week, May 13th through the 15th, and in the UK for the Grace and Faith Family Camp, May 28th through the 31st, and in Woodland Park, Colorado, June 26th for the Pikes Peak Christian Artist Festival. He'll also be in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Summer Family Bible Conference, June 28th through July 2nd, in Minneapolis, Minnesota for a Gospel Truth Seminar, July 15th through the 17th, and in Durant, Oklahoma, July 28th through the 30th.
It's our premier event of the year, the 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Join us Monday, June 28th through Friday, July 2nd at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel for an experience you'll never forget. Morning speakers include Charis Bible College instructors, and Andrew Womack will be teaching each evening. Praise and Worship with Charlie and Jill LeBlanc. A full children's ministry and so much more. Bring the family and enjoy Colorado. For reservations and more info, log on to awmi.net and click on Meetings. The 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference, June 28th through July 2nd.